Last week, I shared in the homily about how Jesus meets those physical needs we have by elevates them and reminds us that he is the light of the world, or the bread of life, or the sheep gate, or the giver of the Holy Spirit, the holy breath of God. And this week, as we turn, we see how Jesus sometimes meets those needs, even those physical needs, through the most unexpected way. First, you're probably asking the question, what are barley loaves, aren't you? Well, barley loaves are made from barley flour, ground flour, and those that know barley know that it's very low gluten, so the gluten is what holds the breads together. So it's just barley flour with low gluten mixed with water and baked. So it is literally crummy. And because of how it's baked, and you get the sense that this kid has been there for a while, it's dry, too. It's not fine food at all. It's very weak food. And he has two fish. These are not fresh fish. These are probably dried fish. Now, I love fish, but fish, dried fish, is really pungent. So it's literally stinky. He has crummy bread and stinky fish. As we hear in today's first reading, we have Elisha who receives these 20 barley loaves that would have been about the same sizes. And the person who gives them to him says, what good are these for 100 people? 20 barley loaves? They're not going to get enough. Give it to them. There's going to be more than enough. One barley loaf might feed 3 people. There's going to be 40 people walking away hungry. Or everyone's walking away hungry. It's not enough. And so as this miracle pans out in today's gospel passage, it is completely impossible. We hear that. Even Philip says 200 days wages buys a lot more than 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. 200 days wages would not be enough for each of them to have a little bit. Besides, we're in this deserted place. The village next to us is not big enough to feed 5,000 people. Not 5,000 people. It's 5,000 men. This is not sexist. This is the way they counted. I've kind of joked last night and this morning when you go to priest conferences or everything, they're always asking, well, how many households do you have? They don't count people. I always count people. How many households? Oh, 1,500. Okay. Men is household. It's not 5,000 people, it's 5,000 households. So we could have something like 15,000 people there. Now do you see the problem? We have nothing except 5 loaves and 2 fish when Andrew presents this little boy. He says little boy, but you get the sense he's alone, so little boy would have been maybe 9 or 10, or servers, or 10. We have 9-year-olds, right? Can you imagine them? This little boy, that's his lunch. That's all there is. And Andrew says, what good are these? What good is it? Well, it's good to feed the apostles and Jesus, and that's it. Everyone else goes home hungry. The other gospel says, you got to give them something lest they go home and faint on the way. Everyone's going home hungry, right? No. Give it to them. So Jesus takes the bread, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he gives it to them. Where do we hear those verbs? We don't hear them in John's gospel at the Last Supper. If you remember John's gospel, as we hear on Holy Thursday, we hear of Jesus washing the feet of the apostles. That's the fruit of what happens at the other Last Suppers that we have recorded. As Jesus takes bread at that Passover meal and he breaks it, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he gives it to them. This is John's Eucharistic theology, that Jesus Christ provides, but it came from a little boy's lunch bucket. 5 loaves, 2 fish. We all know that bread has to be broken in order to be eaten, right? And who breaks the bread but Jesus? His fingerprints are all over every fragment of that bread. And every time he breaks it, more and more and more and more and more and more comes until all the people have had their fill. And what does Jesus say? Pick up the fragments. For 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, there's going to be fragments for 15,000. Pick them up. 12 wicker baskets. About the size of our children's collection. 12 of them. They ended with more than they began with. Did you catch that? 12 wicker baskets full. What's this mean for us? So often we might look at our lives and say, what good is it? What good is my life? I'm just 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. I'm crummy, I'm stinky. Oh, I don't know what goes through your minds. 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, that's all I have, Lord. Oh, but for the Lord it's more than enough. He wants his fingerprints all over it. See, we're supposed to be giving ourselves. We're supposed to offer ourselves. And when we offer ourselves, it's more than enough. How do we offer ourselves? You know, we're Catholics, God bless us, but we have saints that have talked about everything, and St. Augustine tells it best. Seeing yourself in the paten. Place yourself there. Place your gifts, your talents, your time, everything that you have. Place your prayers there. Place yourself in the chalice. Place your hopes, your desires, your fears, your pains, your grief. Offer it to the Lord. He goes on and tells us that the Lord takes what we give and transforms it. He blesses it, he breaks it, he gives it back to us. And then St. Augustine says those words that have been so often quoted and misquoted. You are what you eat. Become what you receive. We are called to give our lives, to give everything that we have to the Lord. And I found myself pondering this week, if I woke up tomorrow with only those things that I had offered to the Lord today, what would I have? What would I have? It's a question that I need to continue to ask. It's a question we all need to ask. But once we've given it to the Lord, it's more than enough. It's more than we began with. Only God can do that. You know this, right? Only God can give us more than we began with. And once we give it, we have more than enough. And I don't know about you, but I look at a world that's broken. I look at people that are hungry, people that are thirsty, people that have needs that are constantly going unexpressed and unmet. Because I haven't done enough. Because perhaps the Church of God hasn't done enough. Jesus Christ wants us to offer our lives to him. And when we do, when we offer our lives as a gift, he takes it, he blesses it, he breaks it so it's usable, and gives it to those most in need, so that every single need in the world may be met.